So, when Lorenza poisoned me, she used a dose based on my supposed drug-free biochemistry. It worked, but the damage was not as complete. It required more maintenance drugs than expected, which meant that when I came off the maintenance drugs, I could recover with therapy. And it also meant that a complete rejuvenation treatment would reverse all the damage.
And so you thought if vanity had saved you so far, you'd go the whole way?
That, and the fact that nothing but rejuve would give me natural eyesight again. That visual prosthesis is good enough for walking around without bumping into things, but it doesn't begin to substitute for real sight. The colors, the textures. Oh, Harris, I thought I would go mad, locked away in that darkness, motionless, helpless.
Harris reached to touch her hand.
Cecilia, m'lady, I don't know how you did it, but it took incredible courage.
Oh, no, not courage. Pig-headed stubbornness. I simply would not give up. And the advantage of being over 80 when something like that happens is that you have a lot of experience to remember. Not enough. It's never enough, but a lot.
Do you think this person, Lorenza, intended to kill you?
Oh, no. She intended exactly what happened. She used to come visit, you know, and sit by my bed and whisper into my ear. I did it, she would say. She never gave her name, and at that time I couldn't figure out who it was. But it told me that someone had done it, and that helped. It gave me a target. I didn't remember. The drug I was given was supposed to knock out short-term memory for the event. Until one day, after a long ride in therapy, I was suddenly there, where it happened, in Berenice's drawing room, with Lorenza handing me a glass of fruit juice.
Cecilia stared at the ferns and flowers.
She said that once, too. You'll never ride again, Cecilia. You'll never feel the wind in your face, never smell the flowers.
Oh, God, she must be a terrible woman.
She's the main reason I refused rejuvenation so long. We knew each other as children, and she began to have rejuve early and often. She was obsessed with her appearance. And I admit she's a beauty, and always was. But the last time I saw her, that smooth young skin and glossy hair and those ancient evil eyes, I didn't want to become that sort of person.
You couldn't.
Harris, I love your loyalty. But one thing I have learned in my long, eventful life is that anyone can change into anything. It takes only carelessness. My mistake was in confusing surface behaviors with the reasons behind them. It wasn't rejuve that made Lorenza what she is. What she is propelled her to that many rejuve procedures.
Still, you would never...
I hope not. Certainly nothing that cruel. But if you put Lorenza and me in the same room, I could kill her. You know I can kill.
Harris remembered Cecilia as she had been on Cerealis, when she shot the man who would have killed them both.
For cause, you could. Maybe even in vengeance. But you would not ever torment someone as she tormented you. That I'm sure of.
Good. So far, I feel no temptation that way, though I do have a strong urge to pull her blonde hair out by the roots.
So, when do we do just that?
I have one more round of neurological testing, and we want to be sure Sirkin's fully recovered.
She's younger than both of us, and recovers faster even without rejuve.
Good, then. Let's go back and, clean house, shall we?
There is the problem of the prince and his clone, or the clones and no prince. I accepted a mission from the king, as I explained to you.
The medical reports haven't straightened anything out?
Not really. All the tissue samples are identical. The clones believe, they told me, that they carry markers somewhere. But if these doctors can't find them, who can? As for the mental limitations, both these clones perform at normal levels on tests. Not as high as you'd expect from a registered embryo, but not as low as you'd expect from the prince, judging by what we saw on the way back from Cerealis.
What do the clones say now? Have you talked to them since you got back?
No. Have you?
Once, yes. Harris, I believe in my heart that the young man with us, Gerald A., as you called him, was the real prince. Their prime. I can't give you any reason that would make sense except an old woman's intuition. But remember how he and Ronnie both fell on that gas grenade?
If that was the prince.
It was. Everything that's happened since proves it. Neither the king, nor Lorenza, I believe, would go so far to protect a mere clone. If a clone fails, you get rid of it. My point is that along with Gerald's undeniable witlessness, he had great and generous gallantry. A meaner boy, stupid or bright, would not have done what he did. And when Skoterin threatened Serkin, the moment the weapon swung toward her and away from me, Gerald A. did the same thing, in the same style. Generous, brave, and incredibly stupid. It provoked her to shoot. She might not have fired, and your Petrus might have killed her before anyone else got hurt. I think that was no clone. I think that was the prince himself.
But he had seemed more sensible at times, on the voyage with the others.
Think, Harris. If they were protecting him, if they knew his problem, they would shift about so that you could not be sure which one you spoke to. You'd have to ask. Couldn't that be it? Or perhaps all that time without the drug began to reverse the dullness.
But if that's true, then I've failed in the mission the king gave me. And what do we do with the clones?
I'll tell you what we don't do. We don't take them back to be discarded or killed by someone who would let his own son be ruined. Go talk to them. I told them what I thought. They didn't say much. They may to you. If they are the clones, and Jarl is dead, I will not let you take them on my ship. I don't want their ruin on my conscience.